Moncrief on News Talk.
Let's talk death. Specifically, what happens to your social media accounts when you pop your clogs? Can you leave them to someone in your will? Can you instruct a family member to occasionally post in your name just to freak people out? Tech editor of The Indo, Adrian Weckler, is here to explain. Afternoon, Adrian.
Afternoon, Sean.
Can you leave a social media account to someone?
You can. You can. The easiest way to do it is just leave them your password. You can include it in a will. You can include your logins. You can have a notebook and leave it around, although that's not a particularly secure way to do it in your home. But you can actually leave. There's a couple of different things. You can appoint through some of the platforms. They will allow you to actually appoint an individual as a legacy contact, which gives them some privilege. So they won't be able to go rooting through your iMessages or your WhatsApps and find out everything you've been looking up online. But they will be able to maybe get some documents. It varies. The truthful answer is it actually varies from network to network to platform to platform. And it's only when you sit down and you look at how many online accounts. I'm not just talking about social media. I'm also talking about your iCloud account, your Microsoft Outlook account, your Google Gmail or Drive account, your Revolut account. When you look at through all of them, you realize that actually most people probably have about 6 or 7 online accounts which have played a fairly central part of their lives in the last few things, and which can contain things like documents or information or files or transfers. So that's why you would leave someone access to them.
Yeah. Now, if somebody doesn't leave that access, what's the process of, you know, for children or for family members to get access to them?
It's really hard in most cases. So it kind of divides up into a few different buckets. So the main social networks, so let's say Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, maybe you might even include WhatsApp in there as well. They won't let you in. They'll tell you, no, sorry, it's too personal. In extraordinary circumstances, if it's part of a legal dispute and we get the right kind of instruction from a court, we might go looking for certain documents or certain bits and pieces. But generally, it's a big fat no from those companies, from social media companies. It gets a little bit more open sesame with the likes of Apple, Microsoft and Google. So if you get the right court documents, Apple will actually give you a deceased loved one's iCloud login. That means their login and their password to iCloud. And that means you get, you know, photos, email, notes, calendar, maybe even iMessage. Okay. That's a big deal. That's a big deal. Now, you do have to get the right or court order from that. And it's probably a degree higher than just a probate saying that you are the lawful inheritor. Microsoft has a fairly similar attitude towards it. And I think the reason these guys are a little bit more open about it is because we would tend to actually have a lot more of our files and our documents rather than our, you know, 1 a.m. searches based in, you know, Apple or Microsoft or even Google. So Gmail would be a big one because it's the biggest email provider. And a lot of people might think, I don't know where, you know, my mom's, you know, will is, or I don't know which. I think she varied it, but I think she sent a Gmail, and you're looking to get into Gmail, and they will talk to you about it, but they will require quite a lot of legal information from you as well. But they are generally speaking more open than the social networks. Social networks' attitude is no.
Yeah. Is there anything that most people would use at the moment in the online sphere where if you don't use it within a certain period of time, it just turns itself off anyway?
Yeah, few of those things. So WhatsApp, for example, if nothing happens to your WhatsApp account within 4 months, well, they say 120 days of inactivity, WhatsApp is liable to delete it. They kind of just knock it off. TikTok is a little bit the same as well. If nothing's happening for 6 months, they will deactivate it. And Microsoft even says that your account can expire with them after 2 years of inactivity. So there's a few of them there that if they see signs. And see, the thing about this is, It's a really good question, because you have to remember that the mortality rate in Ireland is 83. That's the average age at which we die. Now, of the over 75s, in other words, the people who are in the departure lounge, if you will excuse the metaphor, right? 38% of people over 35 in Ireland have at least one active social media account.
Yeah.
So we're talking hundreds of thousands of people to whom this applies.
Yeah.
You know?
So time to have an uncomfortable conversation, perhaps. Adrian, thanks a million. As ever, it was Adrian Weckler there, tech editor with the Irish and Sunday Independent.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.